Well, are you possessed? That's Joshua Warren's paranormal moment in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Well, here he is, Joshua P. Warren, back for another weekly report. We call it the paranormal moment. Hey, Josh, how are you?
Doing great. And tonight, George, it's one of those shows. I must warn you and the listeners, it's going to get creepy.
We've also got a little excerpt you sent us of an exorcism, huh?
You know, sometimes when audio from one of these things is played, it is so disturbing that people actually turn off the radio. And so a little bit later, at the appropriate time, the listeners are going to hear something that is truly hair-raising. And it also is a great example of what I personally have heard when I have been there in the field at places where these exorcisms are taking place. And one thing that I'd like to talk about tonight is this idea of possession as something that goes beyond what you think of when you see a Hollywood film like The Exorcist.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I first got involved in this field, I didn't know really what to think about possession. It really seemed kind of silly. It seemed like a concept that was unrealistic or unbelievable. But, you know, now that I know so much more, and I'm going to do my best to try to explain this very intricate concept of how a person may become possessed, I've gotten to the point where I think, you know, if you are possessed, and I'm talking to everybody listening to this show, you know, if you're possessed, how do you know it? You know, what if you are possessed and you don't even know it? Who's going to tell you this? You know, what format do we have in society when someone could come up to you and say, you know, I think you're possessed? It doesn't happen that often. And so to me, it became intriguing to first off see, is there such a thing as the idea that your personality and your actions can be influenced by something beyond your control? And if so, what does that tell us about who and what we are as humans? You know, where does your personality stem from then? How much free will, how much control do you actually have? So maybe the easiest way to start out here is sort of telling you the model that I think is the best model to describe the way that we are made up mentally.
Okay. This is through the eyes of Joshua P. Warren.
That's right. We'll make that very clear. That's our disclaimer. You know, if I were, and by the way, I wrote about this in my book, The Secret Wisdom of Kukulcan, and this was the first time I decided to take a shot at this concept.